Okay, Matthew 28.
What?
Okay, Matthew 28. Matthew 28. Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. He says, go therefore, make disciples of every nation, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. He says, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age."
Hallelujah.
So it says, make disciples. I've been looking at that word for a while. And we said, when you use that word, make disciples, we have words in the background. Words like what? A local assembly, the gathering ecclesia. And also, because it says teaching them, you will find in the background again knowledge. So knowledge is in the background. Do you understand? We'll find knowledge in the background also. So it says, so that means knowledge and the gathering. This becomes essential. So he said, teaching them to observe what I've commanded you. So looking at what is in the background, where would they be taught? In the garden. Do you get it? They will be taught in the garden. So the garden is where they are taught. Amen. So I guess it was it last week, Saturday, that I asked us, we saw the garden is an instruction, right? Right?
Yes, sir.
Was it last Saturday or Sunday?
Sunday.
Sunday? On Saturday, right?
So what we're going to talk on Sunday, we went ahead to talk about the Holy Ghost meeting itself, right?
Okay, yeah, now I understand. So because tomorrow we'll spend time to talk about some instruction, we'll see some instruction, which we'll start receiving from here into Holy Ghost service, into CRC and then after CRC, Charis Camp, right? Charis Camp meeting.
Hallelujah.
So, very important. Let's look at something important. Where, as at have we registered for Charis Camp? It will close tomorrow. It will close. Postpone your day of rapture. You'll be around for Charis Camp, right? See. Charis Camp is 1.5 per night. It's 1.5 per night.
Sir, the accommodation, you said that you think it's max 2 people per day.
Man of God, can you?
Sure.
I said for HCP pastors. This is entering my recording. What should happen after a Holy Ghost meeting? 1 Corinthians 14. He said, in verses 3, I'll start from verse 1. It said, let love be.
Is this
according to what? Hallelujah. I said, open to 1 Corinthians and St. John's. Okay. 1 Corinthians 14. It said, follow after charity, and it has spiritual gift and that, but rather that you may prophesy, he that speaketh in an unknown tongues. Thank you, I love that. Thank you for counseling that. He that speaks in tongues, not unknown, tongues speaketh not unto men but to God. For no man understandeth him. Howbeit in the spirit he speaks mystery. Did you see that? But he that prophesies speaks unto edification of men, and exaltation and comfort. Mark that word, edification. Hallelujah. Edification. Edification. Glory to God. Look at verse 5. I would that ye speak with tongues, but rather that ye prophesy. Greater is he that prophesy than he that speaketh in tongues, except he interpret that the church may receive edifying. Mark that word again, edifying. Edifying. Remember, prior to this time in chapter 12, verse 7, Paul has told them that the manifestation, that's the word, the
giving of the Spirit, right? Phanerosis, the giving of the Spirit. I love the way a translation put it, the bestowment of the Spirit. That what phanerosis means, to make open, to make naked, to make visible. Hallelujah. So the question is, when was the Spirit made visible? When a man gets saved. Hallelujah. When a man gets saved.
So he said the giving of the Spirit is what? For every man to profit with her.
Did you see that? Always take note of that. So when I come to a Holy Ghost meeting, the focus is on me. Do you get it? When I mean me, the focus is not for me to be seen. No. The focus is the profit of all.
Are you following? Not profit of all.
The profit, the focus is not me. Me. No.
The focus is not let them see me as a real man of God, like a real emoji. No. The focus is the edification of the church. Edification. So when Paul says for the profit of all, you get to chapter 14, he's telling you what?
Edification. So between chapter 14 and chapter 12, we have chapter 13, love. Did you see?
Love. Did you see that? So it's just a rough mathematics.
In between is love. So what is he telling you? In the Holy Ghost meeting, or in the communication of the things of the Spirit, something must be saying love. The love for the brethren. Not for myself. The love for the brethren. Love becomes the key word. Becomes the key word to edifying the brethren. I believe it becomes the key word to edifying the brethren. That is the word oikodomio.
Oikodomio.
Now, when that word oikodomio is used here by Paul, now we remember when Jesus uses the word oikodomio in Matthew, it's not used for an ongoing work.
No, it's not just an ongoing work. It's used for what will be done once and for all.
Right? But yeah, Paul is using it for something that will keep going on. Hallelujah. So then, when the word edification, I want to get it, or edify, or oikodomio, when the word oikodomio is used for people, when it has to deal with individuals, it is an ongoing work. Did you get that? It is an ongoing work. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, he says, give some apostles, some prophets, some. Ephesians 4:11 says, give some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, teachers, say, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, say, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Because he deals with people. He now goes ahead to explain what the edifying means. Hallelujah. See, we all come to the unity of faith, to the measure of the statues of the fullness of Christ. Did you see that? So it's ongoing. Did you get me? It's ongoing. When it has to do with individuals. But when it has to do with the church in Matthew, he's referring, he's using it as regards to what has been done and completed, not what will keep happening. Hallelujah. You need to see that closely.
Hallelujah. We'll get to talk about that some other time. Hallelujah. Amen. But let's move ahead. Glory to God. So let's go ahead. So Paul makes you see that. So what brings about edification is love.
Love for the brethren. Love for the brethren. Because in a Holy Ghost meeting, everyone's needs are met by the Spirit of God.
I follow me. The Spirit of God meets everyone's desire. Let me put it that way. Needs that are met out in desire.
We'll see that. Hallelujah.
So that means in a Holy Ghost meeting, I must have a desire.
Who concludes to deal with that? I must have a desire. And my desire will go down to how I pray for the meeting. I must have a desire. But we'll come into that shortly.
Hallelujah. We'll come into that shortly. We'll come into that shortly. So he says here, for the profit of all. And then he writes about love. Look at some things he wrote about love so that you know. It's not, you know, the Holy Ghost within, we said earlier on that Israel has meet Ahmed.
So I must not be the one to be in the picture. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Is it for the profit of all? Not me. Not me trying to show myself. No. Needs will be met through me. Hallelujah. And my needs will be met by other friends.
Did you see that?
That is the Holy Ghost meeting. Or he's putting it like this. Desires will be met through me by the Holy Ghost. And my desire will be met
through the prayer.
Are you following me? Glory to God. That will lead us to what I'm going to tell us about tomorrow on honor in the Holy Ghost meeting. Amen. So let's see what he says concerning love in chapter 13. Remember, we're about
answering the question, what should happen after the Holy Ghost meeting?
Hallelujah. Right? Isaiah, first thing there is that everyone will get edified. And that's what we're looking at. So in edifying, look at chapter 13. Glory to God. I'll just take out some things for us to see. Verses 3. It says, though I bestow my goods to feed the poor, and I do not, and give my body to be born, and I have no charity, it profited me nothing. Say, charity which is love suffereth long. It is kind, envieth not. Did you see that? He said, it vaunteth not itself. It is not puffed up. It's not trying to be seen in the picture. Hallelujah. Are you seeing it? Hallelujah. He said, rejoice in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. Say, beareth all things, believe all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. He said, never fails. Did you see that? It never fails.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
I love what Evangelist said. He does not parade itself. So, charity doesn't, you see, that is law. So, Paul is saying,
in the Holy Ghost meeting, edification is achieved in love. In love. So, love will first of all kill selfishness. It will first of all kill self. Did you get it? Love will kill self. Love will swallow hate. Will swallow dishonor. Are you following me? Glory to God. Glory to God. Wow. Amen.
Amen. So, in the Holy Ghost meeting, what should happen after a Holy Ghost meeting? First of all, we say, well, everyone is edified. Everyone is edified. Look at verses 23. They say, if the whole church come together in one place, I must speak with tongues, and the coming one who is unlearned, unbeliever, will not say you are mad. If all prophesy, and the coming one who believes not or unlearned, he is convinced by all and is judged of all, and thus the secret of his heart is made manifest. And so falling down on his face, he will worship God and report that God is in you of the truth. How is it then, brethren, princes? When you come together, every one of you has a psalm, has a doctrine, has a tongue, has a revelation, has an interpretation. Let all things be done unto what?
Edifying. Let all things be done unto what? Edifying.
Are you following me? Unto edifying. So, what is strong here is edifying. It's edifying. It's edifying. Is edified. That is the word. Edified for words. It's edified. Now, edified for words.
Isn't this question? Edified for words.
Because it's a Holy Ghost meeting. Because what is in operation is the gift of the Holy Ghost. Because what we have together common is the Holy Ghost.
What we are edified for is concerning the work of the Spirit. It's concerning the things of the Spirit. It's concerning the work of the Spirit.
Concerning the work of the Spirit. Concerning the God's activity, the Spirit's activity in the earth today.
So we are edified concerning the things of the Spirit. Of the work of the Spirit in the earth today.
So we say, when we are full of joy, when we are full of joy,
is towards the Spirit's work. Hallelujah. Remember, our edification is because He's glorified in our midst. Right? He's glorified in our midst.
He's glorified in our midst. Because we've given Him free cause. Hallelujah. He's glorified in our midst. So we are edified, and the edification is towards the work of the Spirit in the earth today. It's towards the work of the Spirit in the earth today. So what is God's word, the work of the Spirit in the earth today?
Genesis 1:1. Heaven and earth.
Did you see that? That is the work of the Spirit in the earth today. Heaven and earth. God in man. Genesis 1:26. Let's make man in our image. That is God's work in the earth. Hallelujah. Make man in our image. So, what does the Spirit work in the earth? Man in the image of God. In every nation. So that is why in Genesis 1:2, He now says, the Spirit of God over the surface of the deep. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Over the surface of the deep. The earth of the dark form and void, and the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God. So that is the Spirit's work. Convincing the heart of man. And how does the Spirit convince the heart of man? Through His men. Through His men. Through His men.
Any form of edification outside this is not of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Are you following me?
Outside this, we make any edification outside the Spirit work. So, will that task of what the Spirit is doing in the earth cause you to pray? Yes. Did you get that? Will it cause you to pray? Yes. Will it cause you to fast and pray? Yes. Are you following me? Are you following me?
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Glory to God. Because you see, there is always this. I heard this from Pastor Shegwa, and it's true. There's always this point where people try to get relaxed after special meetings. You say, we are preparing for CRC. Everybody's giving it. I'm praying and fasting and having vigils, having meetings. Charisma meeting, RC. Maybe after CRC, Charisma meeting, we just go, whew, thank you, Lord Jesus, and receive. And then you stop praying again. You are now waiting for believers' conversion. It has come and gone. No! You miss it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Special meetings. I would like to put it this way. Special meetings reinforces you for the work of the ministry the more. Are you hearing me? You are further reinforced, rejuvenated, refired up to do what you are doing much more. Hallelujah. So it will require you, it will stir you up to more prayer. It will stir you up to more evangelism. It will stir you up. So, I like to put it the way Pastor Shego puts it. He will put it like this, that it's like a marathon.
Hallelujah. So, you don't stop. Hallelujah. One meeting leads you to another. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost meeting leads you to prayer meeting much more. We are meeting to much more. You know, you are much more equipped and rejuvenated for the task.
Hallelujah. Edified. 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 Edified.
So what should happen after a Holy Ghost meeting? We are edified for the work much more. Much more. For what the Spirit, we are edified much more. For what the Spirit is doing in the earth today. Much more. Hallelujah. Much more. Much more. Much more. Much more. Hallelujah.
Let's look at the practical one. Act 4. Act 4. Before we get to Act 2. Act 4 verse 31. Act 4 31. And when they are praying, the place where they were was shaking, where they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost.
They were filled with the Holy Ghost. They had a prayer meeting that led to a Holy Ghost meeting. Are you following me? A prayer meeting that led to a Holy Ghost meeting. Then they were filled with the Holy Ghost. And what did they do?
They were filled and they went to sleep. No. They were filled with the Holy Ghost. They were all edified, right? Right? And they went to eat. Or they went to sleep. They went to watch Man U. No. Hallelujah. They were filled with the Holy Ghost. And then they went to watch Arsenal. No.
They were filled with the Holy Ghost. And they spoke. Right? Is that in your Bible?
They were filled with the Holy Ghost and they did what? And they spoke the word of God with boldness.
They spoke the word of God with boldness. So edification will lead to ministry. It will lead to ministry. To ministry. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Are you following me? It will lead to ministry.
Edified.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look at Acts 2. Verse 4. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost. And began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Right? 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 Verse 14. Peter standing up with the 11. Did you see that? And lifted up his voice and said to them, and thought. Look at the result. In verses 41. And they that gladly received the word were baptized, and the same day were added to them 3,000 souls.
So the Holy Ghost meeting in verses 1 to 4 brought about souls. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That was what God did on the day of Pentecost. Souls were born.
Hallelujah. That's what God did. Are you following me? That's what God did. So, Holy Ghost meetings will lead to ministry.
It will lead to ministry. Look at Acts 13.
Acts 13. You need to see this. Acts 13. Now, they were in the church. That was at Antioch. Certain prophet and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, which was called Niger of Lucius, Niger and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manan, and which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost sent. Did you see that? How did the Holy Ghost say it?
True man. Hallelujah. True man. The Holy Ghost said will be the gift of the Spirit in operation. Right?
Right? The Holy Ghost said, separate unto me Barnabas and Saul for the work whereunto I have called them. And when they had fasted and prayed, take note of this, they laid hands on them. Mark that word.
in a Holy Ghost meeting, but the Spirit of God hands will be laid, or hands, okay, hands will be laid. Then use it that way.
Hallelujah. It says hands will lay on them. We're going to look at this a bit later. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hands will lay on them.
Glory to God. Glory to God. I said something earlier on that we'll see before we close.
What was that today? I said something that will happen. Desires, please remind me.
Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. So hands were laid on them. So when hands were laid on them, what happened? I sent them away. So they being sent forth by the Holy Ghost.
See, there are what you need to take note of in the Holy Ghost meeting. Or you need to take note of when you study the scripture concerning Holy Ghost meeting. Hands were laid on them, and it is that they've been sent off by the Holy Ghost. What are they going to do?
Went to Cilicia, and from then they sailed to Cyprus. And when they were at Salamis, they preached the word of God in the synagogue of the Jews, and also John, and they had also John. So their ministers, hallelujah. What were they doing?
They went about preaching. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Did you see that? Ministry is in you.
So after the Holy Ghost, we are edified for the work of ministry. 3,000 souls were added. Paul and Barnabas and John added to them. Went about, asked for, they spoke the word of God with boldness. Ministry. Hands were laid.
Hallelujah. So, in the Holy Ghost meeting, we receive the ministry of laying on of hands. Hallelujah. Look at Acts of Apostles chapter 6, verse 6. And when they sat there before the apostles, when they had prayed, they laid hands on them, and the word of God increased. Look at the effect. The word of God increased. When hands were laid. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I following that. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, glory. Glory to God. So we must always have that in our mind, that we are always stirred up for ministry. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 1. Verse 6. Just give me a second, let me check out something. Leave us all this glory. We live in this story. Hallelujah. Chapter 1, verse 6. I say, wherefore I put in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in you by the putting on of my hands. Did you see that? So when hands are laid,
spirituals are communicated. Spiritual things are communicated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The gift of the Spirit is stirred up.
Stand up for ministry. Hallelujah. Stand up for ministry. Glory to God. I know Paul, writing to Timothy, was writing to him concerning ministry. Look at verse 7. For God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Did you see that? He reminds him of that same unfailing faith that was in his mother and his grandmother Eunice. Did you see that? Unfailing faith that was in verse 5. So he's talking to him as regards ministry, and he tells him, do not forget. Hallelujah. Do not neglect. Put it to remembrance. Hallelujah. Put to remembrance that you stir the gift of God, which is indeed by the putting on of my hands. Hallelujah. So many in the Holy Ghost meeting, hands can be laid, and hands can be laid to stir you up for ministry. I follow you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hands can be laid. The things of the Spirit are communicated via hands being laid. You see, hands being laid, my brother says, really mean that hands must be put on your head most times. You know, being around for Holy Ghost meeting, being around for believers meeting, things of the Spirit are communicated. Just being around. Are you following me? Just being around. Hallelujah. These are the Spirit are communicated. Miracles. Healings. Hallelujah. Look at Jesus. The woman with the issue of blood, she touched his garment and she was made whole. Hallelujah. That touching of his garment can be likened to hands laid on her. Hallelujah. Are you following me? Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, I remember the story that Pastor Shed was telling us, that, okay, so I will share that. I also remind you of it when I talk about desires. You know, he said, while he was in a meeting, and he was just teaching, he didn't plan to lay hands. He said, he didn't plan to lay hands. But there was someone whose desire was very bold, and the person just said, if Pastor just touches me, I want Father to lay hands on me, and I'll be healed. Just what the person wanted. And Pastor was just teaching. And what did he do? You know, when he was there, he just touched, just to lean on the person and kept listening. He didn't lean on the person to lay hands, just lean on the person. And because that person's desire was very bold, the person got healed. Hallelujah! That's desire. We'll get there. Hallelujah. Desire always draws the power of God. You must learn to know that. It draws the power of God, your direction. It draws the power of God, your direction. We also deal with that. You know, you can't draw the power of God to your direction when you don't walk in honor. So we'll see that part tomorrow on honor. And then it comes to Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You must learn to know how to receive in the Holy Ghost meeting. You see, he's something you must learn to know how to receive in the Holy Ghost meeting. Because you can be around for a Holy Ghost meeting and others are receiving, and you that you are in the ministry. You are in the church. You're a church member. You are a pastor. You might not even receive. And people that came for months ago receive. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we say we are stirred up for ministry. We stirred up for ministry. So after Holy Ghost meeting, after Holy Ghost meeting,
men are set up for ministry. And this is a see, we receive harvest. After CNC, we receive multiplicity of harvest. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. You are stirred up. Stirred up with love. Stirred up. You want to, you know, most times after we have Holy Ghost meetings, you see. Most times you just want to, some people are looking for where to go. You know, you have that, you know, that passion is ignited. Right? That passion, you want to speak to someone about Christ now. That is it. That is it. That is the fire. That is the fire. Hallelujah. That is the fire. And that fire, you have to keep it. So after CRC and Charisma Meeting, I'm going to teach you how to keep that fire. Hallelujah. I'll teach you that. How to keep the fire. Yes, they have to keep the fire. Hallelujah. How to keep the fire. So people just want to run after Kariska, after CRC. You just want to go and just want a week and after 2 weeks. Bro, where's the fire? There's a way you can keep the fire. Hallelujah. There's a how to keep the fire. Hallelujah. So I'm going to tell you how to keep the fire. Keeping the fire after a Holy Ghost meeting. Just get prepared for that. Keeping the fire. I will have it immediately after Charisma. Hallelujah. Saturday and Sunday. But the first one, how to keep the fire. You must learn to keep the fire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can have the fire for CRC born for the next 1 year. Born for the next 10 years. You can keep the fire from Charisma burning for the rest of ministry. Hallelujah. You can keep the fire. Hallelujah. Did you get me? You can keep the fire. You can. I will see from this year. Hallelujah. Keep the fire burning the same way it was right from the meeting. And after 1 year, how is the fire? Keep burning. Hallelujah. Have the fire. Then the fire is still burning. Hallelujah. Most times, most times why people lose this fire is because they are not taught how to keep it. Hallelujah. So they are taught to keep it. Hallelujah. You are taught to keep it. The same fire. Hallelujah. You find that same fire. You know, after Jesus left them, the Bible says they were rejoicing. Right? They were rejoicing. You find out that the fire in Acts 2 continued till Acts 10. Continue till Acts 15. Hallelujah. You can keep that fire burning forevermore. Amen. You can keep it burning. You can keep it burning. From day one of Paul's ministry till he left, the fire kept burning. Hallelujah. They got to chapter 5, they flogged them. They were still rejoicing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Between chapter 1 and chapter 5 of Acts, it's not 5 days, it's not 5 weeks. It's years they're talking about. It's years they're talking about. Yes. Hallelujah. And the fire didn't go down. The fire didn't go down. Hallelujah. Between Acts 9 and Acts 10. And between Acts 9 and Acts 15, we're talking about that was close to about 18, 19 years. And the fire was still burning. So you can keep the fire burning for your lifetime. The fire can keep the burning. Amen. Amen. So we learn to keep the fire burning. When hands are laid, you see, Paul is reminding Timothy of hands that was laid on him years before. He says, tear it off. So maybe I can put it at flame. Hallelujah. Just keep keeping it at flame. Hallelujah. Keep fanning the fire. Hallelujah. Keep it at flame. Keep it burning. Hallelujah. So we can. Glory to God. And the fire from Charisma, the fire from CRC will keep burning. Will keep burning in us and as a ministry to keep burning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My desires are red hot. Red hot. Red hot. Hallelujah. Red hot. Red hot. Red hot. Glory to God. So you keep it red hot. You keep it red hot. Are you following me? You keep it red hot. Red hot.
Red hot. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Okay, let's look at a few more before we get to talk about desire. Quickly, just a few more. A few more around Holy Ghost meetings. Just a few more.
You know, as regards Holy Ghost meetings, you must also learn to stay with instructions
before, during,
and after the meetings.
Take note of that. Stay with instructions. You see, these are what I'm sharing with us are just things you need to know
before, during, and after Holy Ghost meeting. Just little things you need to know.
Hallelujah. So that's why I'm looking at it. Like I told you, I don't have the notes.
But it's just things you need to know. Things that over time, we got to learn, or I got to learn, because I'm Holy Ghost meeting. Hallelujah.
Just by being around for Holy Ghost meetings, listening to Pastor Shegu, listening to Kenneth Hagin. Hallelujah. Just literally to Kenneth Hagin, more from Pastor Shegu and what I've observed. Hallelujah. So you need to stay with instruction. With instructions.
Instructions. You see, when it comes to Holy Ghost meeting, you just need to understand instructions. See, instructions will tell you whether you are still in the meeting or you left the meeting. Instructions. Instructions like, let's lift our hands and worship. Just as simple as that, but these people can just miss the meeting. Just let's lift your hands and everybody's hands are up and you are observing. No! Instructions are simple as that. Instructions are simple as that.
Instructions are simple as that. Amen. Are you following me? Instructions are simple as that. Look at in Acts 2. The Bible said they were in one accord in one place.
Just imagine there was someone that was not there. That's Mr. Cook. Of everything that happened that day. Hope you know that. Just imagine it was someone that went to urinate. Maybe when you urinate, you now got a technique where you now leave the meeting. You now get, you will now be to remove your phone from flight mode. You know, as easy, as simple as switch off your phone is an instruction. Do you know that? Just switch off your phone is an instruction. It's Holy Ghost. I respect that a lot. When I get to church and I don't, you don't switch off, I don't stop. Very simple, it's an instruction. Amen. Instruction like even sit here. When Russia just said, sit here and say, no, I want to man. You see us. Instruction. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They look very silly, but they see, it is those simple instructions that get your heart right for it. It's no simple instruction. Jesus, that was no simple instruction. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So you have to pay attention to instructions. Imagine Acts 2, that's where I was, and somebody went to urinate. Let me just go and urinate. It's at that point of going to urinate, you now on your data, or now on your phone. Remove your flight mode, and light source now enter. You now so that mind is losing 2-0. Now, let me quickly just check who scored the goals. Like I will laugh, Chris. Did you see? Just let me just check who's going to go down with Victor. I'm going there to just check. The data was not so. And they are already rejoicing. Inside the Holy Ghost is in Acts 2. Before you are alone, 5-10 minutes. Before you came back, what is happening? You will not join those who will say, they are drunk. Yeah, I just said that. No. What is happening? This guy is so at home. You have not. Are you following? Instruction of being together in one accord. Because in a Holy Ghost meeting, you are together in one place, in one accord, meaning we are all doing the same thing. Are you following? We are all doing the same thing. You follow the instruction of the person who is meeting. Sometimes it's not about where it will be, might be something that you don't, or get full instruction.
Do you get it? Look at Elijah and Naaman. That will be 2 Kings chapter 5. Elijah and Naaman. Did you get it? Elijah and Naaman. Naaman was a captain in the army of the Assyria. Is it Assyria now? Or no, Syria. Not Syrians. They are two different. Oh, Syria. You know that? Syria was a captain. And he had leprosy. So he went to meet Elisha. When he got there, in the Holy Ghost meeting. Hallelujah. In the Holy Ghost meeting. You know the Holy Ghost meeting. Elisha now told him, give him an instruction, go and take your date in Jordan. The very unpleasant instruction. Unpleasant is all. You know, when you go and take your date in Jordan, it's just like saying, you know what? You're going to go and bath in Mami Market open space. Do you understand? Something like that. Something like, you're not going to use Uju water pump. You know, don't have Uju water. You have well water. You're going to take your bath to well water. Because Jordan was the dirtiest river around. Did you get it? And Naaman just began to, is there no good river again? You know? But immediately he gave himself bread. Immediately, I left Lagos, paid 1.5, entered bus, left Lagos, went to Ajebo, and they are telling me, you know, I left Syria, down to Israel, I will not get angry and go back. You know, he just gave himself bread. And the instruction in all those things, not just to go to Jordan, he says, dip yourself 7 times.
Instruction. 7 times. I mean, if you were just one, just dip yourself once and run out. He says, you want to go one, go again.
Go again. Hallelujah. And he did. First, second, third. He could have just gone to the fifth and said, child, this is not working. Did he get it? Because the Bible recorded that as he came out the 7th time, his body was made flesh. Right? So I've just gone 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and they are. Maybe this man of God knows who see well. But he went again the 6th time. And the 7th time he was made okay. Did you understand? So there's something about instruction. You must learn to follow instructions in the Holy Ghost meeting to the latter. Are you following me?
Glory to God.
Glory to God. Look at Saul and Samuel. In 1 Samuel chapter 10, Samuel told Saul, that he should go down on his way by a mountain. He will see a garrison of prophets.
Right?
So when he gets there, he said, he will see them prophesying. He said, he too. He said, when he sees that he too will be turned to another man. Hallelujah. He will prophesy and will be turned to another man. And as he went, it happened. I do not know. You have not said, no, I'm the best king, man. Let me just do this. Yeah, but that was called. But somewhere dead man. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It happened as he was called. You could have gone up his mind. For me, from verse 8 to 10, sorry. First Samuel from verse 8 to 10. Are you following me?
Amen.
Also, as the years began to go back, another instruction was given to him that he should go, that he's going to invade the land, and then that should be, is there money for Assyrians now? That he should kill everybody and everything. He went there and he listened to, that was the instruction. He went there, he killed, but he left some. He yielded to other voices, but the instruction was to destroy everything. Did you see that? There is something about instructions.
Hallelujah. There is something about instructions.
In the Holy Ghost meeting, you must listen to instructions. You want? Hallelujah. You must listen to instruction. Look at Elisha. Is it Elisha? Yeah. Elisha and the king of Israel. With the bow and arrow. Elisha was sick. And the king came because he had the Syrians. And was fighting against him. I told him, give me the bow. He said, you should carry the bow. And Elisha carried. He carried. And Elisha held his hand. And I told him to shoot. So he kept shooting. He only shot 7 and stopped. And Elisha said, did I have to stop? He said, see that you will have destroyed the Syrians till you destroy them completely. But you shot 7, you only defeat them 7 times. Did you see that?
Instruction, something about instruction. You must follow instructions to the latter. Are you following me? Keep to instructions. You see? See,
spiritual men, listen, let me look at this. Men who are given to the course of the things of the spirit, they yield to instructions. Scripture, you see? You yield to instructions. Hallelujah. You yield to instructions completely. You yield to instructions completely. Hallelujah. You yield to instructions completely. Hallelujah.
So in the Holy Ghost meeting, they are instructions. Instructions from the man of God. Instructions from the leader.
Irrespective of, see, you know that in the Holy Ghost meeting, there is no ranking. There is no ranking. Not that I'm the first leader. That one is in your pocket too. Hallelujah. A brother who got born again yesterday will receive, and you first leader will not receive anything. Stay there and be doing the ancient and modus. You will not receive anything. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You keep God. You keep grudges. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Because in the Holy Ghost business, there is everyone has something to receive and to give. In the Holy Ghost meeting, everyone has something to receive and to give.
So you're not going to receive, not going to receive and give, you must pay
attention to instructions, right? Right? And also, you cannot receive when you have grudges. We have that, right? We'll get to see that tomorrow. Cannot receive under some atmospheres. We'll see that tomorrow. But you cannot receive also without a desire. Desires are not created during the Holy Ghost meetings. No.
Desires are created before the meetings. Desires are created before the meetings. As a random, 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
1 Corinthians 12. Are you there? Verses 31. Look at what he said. Verse 30. He said, do all have the gift of inner verse 1? But convert earnestly the best gift, and I show you a more excellent way. Hallelujah.
For desire. Desire. In the Holy Ghost meeting, what shows that I have something to receive and I have something to give is my desire. It's my desire. My desire to meet needs. My desire to be a medium through which the Spirit will meet the needs of people or others. And my desire to receive. My desire. That word desire
has to do with my cravings, my. It has an undertone of fire, but also it has to do with my cravings.
I desire to meet needs by the Holy Ghost. Did you get it? What do you see in a meeting, first of all? In a Holy Ghost meeting, you say, with a meeting we will come to give and to receive, right? First of all, what is my desire for the meeting as regards what I want to receive? Where do you see ministry? Where do you see yourself after the meeting? You see, special meetings, and you need to get this. Paul shows us in Romans 1:11, he said, I desire to see, I long to see that I may impart to you some spiritual things. Did you see that? So, in special meetings like that, or like this, there's a whole lot to receive the things of the Spirit, as regards the things of the Spirit. Special. A whole lot to receive. Direction. Fervency in ministry. Ministry better through you. Life saved through you. Miracles happening to you and people around you. Did you get it? So be a whole lot. So I now need to create that desire. I need to create that desire. To have an encounter in the meetings. Because these are meetings for encounters. Encounters with the Spirit of God. Encounters with the supernatural. No one who ever had an encounter in scriptures ever lived the same way. Because they always have their desires met. Are you following me? No one. Whoever had encounter in scriptures just left normal. No! No! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! So therefore, I need to create that desire. I need to create that desire. Hallelujah. I want to share something with us. I have a desire for Seattle, for Cariscam meeting. Also for Seattle. But I want to share that for Cariscam because I want to share it with you, and that will be my desire for this year's charism. Hallelujah. Be my desire. That desire that, see, after this year, I'm sharing also that when we begin to see it happen, we will know, but I spoke about it, from CRC to charism. Hallelujah. I have a mighty desire for ministry. Ministry. Effectiveness. For me in ministry. Effective. Hallelujah. Much more fire in my teaching ministry. Teaching and preaching. And raising of men. Hallelujah. An enlarged heart to receive much men, much more harvest in the coming days. I have a strong desire for souls. And I will see much more than this year. Did you get that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, I mean, I received much more during Cariska. So, have this desire. And after these meetings, these 2 week stretch meetings, our preaching and teaching will not be in this world. No. You will see it, you will feel it, it will be known. Hallelujah. Many more lives will be saved. Many more cells are created. That is what I desire. Many more cells. Many more leaders are raised. See. I have a desire. For my prayer life. Much more fire. I don't want you guys to know. Because we might go for GPL and we get to see another kind of prayer meeting. Hallelujah. We might have extended time. But you see, I actually desire men. I actually desire peace. So what has that led me to do? can lead me to start praying towards that. Oh yeah. 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 I have a desire for special impartation. That one is not what I would disclose. It's personal to me. Hallelujah. But I'm talking about the one that is generic that has to do with ministry.
So what would that lead me to? Follow what it led me to writing them down. Because desires, see, desires,
one thing about desires is that your desires must be specific. Hallelujah. I wrote them down. I keep them in my words. And it is now part of my prayer in these days. Hallelujah. Is it my words? Is it my prayer? When something is your desire, you see them, you talk about it, right? Aha, that's desire. Hallelujah. As if I'm red hot for you. I'm red hot to receive. Are you following me? Are you following me? I'm red hot. Ready to receive. And it's in my prayer. It will make you fast. It will make you pray. Look at the woman with the issue of blood. Jesus asked her that question, not because Jesus wanted, no, Jesus wanted us to learn from it. That was why he asked her the question. Right? Hallelujah. And what did she say? You know, it was from her explanation that we could get that she has said to herself, if I touch the hem of his garment, I know I will be made well. That is a desire. She has heard about Jesus, and what did she do? She said, if I may touch. So is it not, see, I love what Kenny Hagin said when I read one of his books. Yes, like he said, Dubai was not a one-time save. She kept saying it to herself. Do you get it? She kept saying it to herself. That's desire. I know if I touch him. She has not seen him. That day has not come. But she kept saying it. When Jesus walks by this street, I will know if I touch the hem of his garment. How will he make well? I know. You know, it's just like a special meeting coming up. And you know, there's a day Jesus is passing by. Just going to pass by. And I know if I touch the hem of his garment. I know I will be made well. I know if I touch the hem of his garment. I will be made well. My brothers and sisters, I know if I touch the hem of his garment. I hear everything. If I be saying this negative about Jesus, do you know Jesus Christ? Did you not hear the gist? The mother was not even married to the father. I know if I touch the hem of his garment. How will be made well? You know, that is how you silence the voices of doubt. I know if I touch the hem of his garment, I will be made well. I know. Hallelujah. You just keep it red hot. Glory to God. You keep it red hot. I know if I touch the hem of his garment, I will be made well. I know. And when that day came, you know, people touched Jesus. I hope you know. People were talking at him, but you know, there was a special touch. Hallelujah. There was a special touch from her. Why? Because she has said it to herself. If I touch the hem of his garment, I will be made well. Hallelujah. And Jesus turned and said, who touched you? He said, virtue went out of you. Hallelujah. Desires will always direct the power of God in your ways. Are you following me? Desires will direct the power of God in your way. Desires. Hallelujah. Desires. It will point the power of God in your direction. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus said, virtue left me. Virtue left me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So that desire was accompanied with our words, right? So we can say our desires, expressed in words, gave direction to the power of God. Hallelujah. You get her desires expressed with her words give direction to the power of God. Not just saying it was a desire, not from an in-depth conviction. Hallelujah. 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 So I must have a desire to receive, right? And I must also have a desire to minister to others. Glory to God. Desire. You remember when Paul says 1 Corinthians 12:31, he said, but confess that the best deal is not for receiving. Hallelujah! He's the minister. Glory to God! So Paul says, there are laws in the Holy Ghost city. There is no specialty.
Somebody say, ah, no. Let me just give you tongues and interpretation. No.
You can desire the best. You can desire hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if you see the sin in your world, so soon, hallelujah. Glory to God. As I before a Holy Ghost meeting, during a Holy Ghost meeting, after, before a Holy Ghost, during a Holy Ghost meeting, you must make see. Let me, I need to let you know, you must always mortar your desires. Always have it. Hallelujah. You are red hot. Hallelujah. Oh, in this meeting today, my eyes are open. Well. Oh, yeah. I flow with revelation. Much more like never before. You know, you are not saying it and premeditating what am I going to say. No! Hallelujah! Glory to God! Oh, like never before. My eyes are open like never before. I see, hallelujah. I flow, hallelujah. Needs are met through me. Needs are met through me. Oh, that brother, that sister needs are met through me. You don't know them, but you say they are met through me. Hallelujah! Oh, yeah. No sick who has a desire lives on heels through when I'm there. You get it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Your desires are red hot. Red hot to flow. Oh, my eyes are popped open. Much more. Much more. I see. I flow revelation gifts like never before. Much more. Tongues and interpretation. Oh, hallelujah. The power gives thine oppressions through me. The revelation gives thine oppressions through me. You understand? Thine oppression through me. Oh, yeah. Utterance. You are red hot to meet needs. Hallelujah. You are not one meeting the needs, the Spirit of God through you. Hallelujah. So I'm not vessel. Hallelujah. You make yourself available. Make yourself available. I'm red hot. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So why don't bring you saints? Before the Holy Ghost meeting. Hallelujah. You are red hot. But the shepherd will put it like this. You say like you are standing at the edge. Hallelujah. Standing at the edge. And red hot. Glory to God. In the Holy Ghost, you're always ready. I'm alert. To the promises and the leading of the Spirit. To meet needs in the Holy Ghost meeting. I'm alert. Glory to God. I'm alert. Glory to God. I'm alert. Oh, I'm alert. Red hot. Glory to God. Are you following me? I'm alert. Red hot. Glory to God. Are you saying to your friend? Oh, I'm alert. To receive and to minister. I'm alert. Oh, I'm alert. I receive the ministry of laying on of men. Oh, I'm alert. Glory to God. I'm alert. Glory to God. God is ever ready to work with a willing heart and a committed heart. A willing heart. Glory to God. And you build your desire in the place of prayer. That is why this week, leading up to CRC, we're going to pray like never before. Hallelujah. We want to remain relevant in ministry. We want to remain in the ministry. Relevant in the work of the Father. You want to in the next 10, 20, 30 years. Because you know, what we'll receive in this year's CRC, I'm telling you of the truth. That's why I said I'm going to teach you how to keep the fire. This fire is going to burn for years and years in ministry. You're going to look back and say it happened in 2021. We've not had such a Holy Ghost meeting before. We've not. Hallelujah. We've not had it before. Hallelujah. So you look back and say it happened in 2021. I know that was where the fire was caught. I know. Hallelujah. It happened there. So I'm ready. I'm ready to receive. Not just to minister, I'm ready to receive. Glory to God. I'm ready to receive. And also to minister. I'm ready to receive. And also to minister. I'm ready to receive and also to minister.
ready to receive and also to minister. You know, as I got prepared for CRC, you know, there are some words that I received that I want to share with us today. You know, by the Spirit of God, I'm now being led to share it today. Not even tomorrow. I'm not going to say it tomorrow. I'm going to say it today. But those who are not around for the meeting today, and then I will not even get the meeting, because the meeting will not come on. The meeting will just be in my laptop for years to come. Now, there's something I want to tell you. There's a ministration I received from the Spirit as regards what I call mental assets and mental premonition. You must learn to deal with it. That was an instruction I received for us, for those who will be around when I will teach it, when I will say it, and I'm led to say it today. Hallelujah. So that means it's for us here today. Hallelujah. Especially as regards Holy Ghost meeting. He said, be careful for mental assets, like to consent mentally to things. And then mental premonitions. Be careful about it. Tell yourself, be careful as regards things like that. Be careful as regards things like that. Mental assent and mental premonitions. Like preempting, not preempting things by the Holy Ghost. That I use the word mental preempting with your head. That is, you are already, you know, rather than flowing with the Spirit of God, you're already using your head to create a template for what you're going to see and say by the Spirit of God. Be careful of that. Hallelujah. Be careful of things like that. Be careful, because you short circuit the flow of the Spirit. Be careful. Don't allow it. I don't want to go further, but don't allow it. Hallelujah. In this Holy Ghost meeting, and after this Holy Ghost meeting, and forevermore. Don't allow it. Don't try to preempt things. You understand? There are some, when I mean preempt things with your mental asset, with your head. You understand? And it doesn't mean that the Holy Ghost cannot give you words before a Holy Ghost meeting. You see, when the Holy Ghost gives you a word before the Holy Ghost, before you get to a meeting, it's different. Do you understand? It's different from, and you know, you will know. The Holy Ghost has given you words. Yeah, you know, most times, this happens to me a whole lot of times. When I come for Holy Ghost meeting, most times I've already known, okay, you're going to minister to somebody like this. Sometimes, I would have even seen what the person will wear before I even know who is the person. Maybe when I now come to me, I'm like, oh, is this brother? Sometimes it's like, okay, so this bro might be a brother that is close to me. In my head, I'll be asking, why didn't I just get the name straight or white clothes? Do you get sometimes it even be by shoe? That has happened to me several. This person is going to wear this kind of shoe and this stockings. And this is the word you're going to give to the person. Do you get? Hey, that one is. You know. The way you call me, oh, this is the person. Okay. That does not mean you'll not be looking at me when I'm looking at shoes. No. Hallelujah. So, okay, this is the person. Okay. That is the person I'll give the word to. Do you get it? Mm-hmm. And sometimes, if the word is something that, if it's something that the Holy Ghost wants me to say openly, I will say it openly. But I don't know who is directed to. Do you get it? I don't know who is directed to, I just say it open. Do you get it? So, now, those are words that the Holy Ghost can give before a Holy Ghost meeting. But not the one that you come to Holy Ghost meeting. What if we now do? You already preempted. What if we now do tongues and interpretation? What will I even say? Say, man, I'm not going to form my hand. Then you now start calculating your head. No. And that's why sometimes some people now miss the flow. Do you understand? Because you are already preempted with your head. So you have short-circuited the flow of the Spirit. And now, let's say, for example, the flow of the Spirit is as regards His glory. And, you know, and because you put in your head that, your head, oh, you pray and pray. Oh, and pray.
So that is what you have already preempted. So automatically the spirit is flowing in the direction of his glory in the coming days. Your head is already, so when is that flow? There's already a flow because you have a mental ascent already, a mental preambulation already. You shall achieve the flow of the spirit. Did you get it? So what you just done is just a wasted, you just wasted your time. In fact, you make yourself more or less like an insulator. Because you substituted someone from being blessed. Because the moment you don't allow the flow of the spirit, you are already making someone not to be blessed. Are you following me? You have made yourself not to be of a blessing to another. Let me put it that way. Do you get it? And that is to say you are about to defeat the essence of the Holy Ghost with you. Amen. Are you following that? Glory to God. So in the ceaseless flow. Hallelujah. We are in the ceaseless flow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I just said, what would I say? Forget. Hallelujah. Just have the clear heart. Things will be seen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Words be spoken. Hallelujah. Revelations will be received. Amen. Songs will be heard. Hallelujah. They will be rejoicing in the house. They will be rejoicing. Glory to God. They will be rejoicing. Amen. Let's be on our feet. Let's just start.